A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hello, hello. Welcome everybody out there. This is Jim Ferguson for House of Spirit Radio. How's everybody doing out there? How's my co-host doing? How's everybody doing out there?
Doing good, doing good.
Well, good.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to the show today. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to making sure we straight today. That's what I'm looking forward to.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to find a way to do it. Check it out. This is the first thing coming to my mind today, because I've been ripping and running today. I know everybody's been busy today. The first thing that came to mind today and yesterday and the day before that is that the statement is, and the question is, do we know how to live? And not just exist. And I want to dedicate that question, and I'm putting it out there for any callers that want to call in, anybody listening that want to call in. And here it is. As far as what I'm able, and please, you guys join in, because this is, to me, so very, very, very important. Do we know how to live? Do we even know what living is? I mean, that's always a quest. You look at books, you look at, you know, TV shows, reality shows, but do we really know? And just take it down to a personal level, because every freaking thing in our lives is on a personal level. We've got one steering wheel, we've got one set of gauges, and they're for ourselves. I don't know no other situation that's better. To me, that's just the best thing in the world. So, straight to the point, you know, would you say, and Judy, I'm going to start with you today.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you. But what I have seen, you know, you hear people talking, what you've experienced, and even in your line of business, in your profession, and I know, you know, what would you say the percentages out of 100 people, let's say the last 100 people that you've seen, would you say that any one of those people truly, truly, truly knows what it is? I mean, talking about not if they're really living at that soul level, but did they come off to you that they really, truly know, Judy, what living is?
Not very many know what it is, but by the time I'm finished with them, they do.
Okay.
I teach them how to ask themselves, what if, in any situations they're in, and that opens their mind to infinite possibilities. And they begin to see outside their shells.
Okay.
You know, what if it was different? What if it was this? And their subconscious mind starts creating new solutions.
Right.
And they begin to realize they got some freedom, they got some wiggle room.
Right.
And in getting wiggle room, they begin to realize they have choices. A person isn't a person until they realize they start having choices.
Right.
They have conscious awareness of choices, and then I teach them how to reach to God or the universe, whatever, universal source.
Right.
Plug into that, like you plug a plug into a wall, and all these possibilities start presenting themselves to them.
Okay. Now I got another question for you. Do you have a lot of successful business people come into your place of business and ask you for psychic help or spiritual awareness help? And have you found that even though they may be wealthy or they may be prosperous, that they don't have a clue of how they're doing it?
Not that they don't have a clue. They are so married to their idea of what it's going to take to make it happen. And really wealthy people are like this. they block themselves to other possibilities. They are
other
so focused on
that
one.
Might not be right. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They focus in and they don't open up. You know, I mean, some of them do, but a lot of the really wealthy people don't because they're clinging to their old paradigm of the way things should be.
Right.
And when you cling to that, it doesn't work.
Okay, now hold on. Let me ask you a question. Now, I'm talking about, let's go with the successful business people that come into you. Got wealthy, rich. They're doing it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at one extent, I would say, you know what? If they're so locked on to making it happen, that's a good thing. Because how many people get off of a thing that they want or desire that they want to have come through? They get off of it. The first sign of a little rough weather, they get off. The first sign of trouble, a little bit of fear. Somebody's telling them, oh, man, don't do it. You can't do it. Some, and that's kind of what I want to ask you, was when you see that, do you see it in a sense where they're so locked in, Judy, they're so locked in to what they want to do, they're not coming off. And I mean, have you seen anything like that, or do you basically, as far as what you're saying, do you see a old paradigm, meaning a stagnant way of thinking with no possible change, and they're going through some things, and yet you can see what they're causing for themselves with the lack of acceptance of other possibilities, that they're actually defeating themselves? Is that kind of what you're talking about, too?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. But I got a little key that I use that pops them straight open.
Okay.
And that little key that I use, I said, you know, now just picture your son, your daughter, because most of them have kids, sitting down in front of you. And you present, and they present to you the very problem that you're presenting to me. Now, what would you tell them the solution is? And they always come up with something different.
That you're not telling themselves.
They're not telling themselves. When it comes to telling their children, they open up. It's just like the universe just goes through them.
Right.
And they begin to come up with some very creative solutions.
Right. And I think in that phase, they're taking, a lot of it probably has something to do with ego. And you let ego get in the way to where you're just not. It's like being proven wrong or improper, so to say, if you want to say that. You know, and I want to say that. You know, I'm working. I see that in technicians with cars. Some of them are humble, and I try to be humble myself. But I try to get the problem on my own. But there's times that you got to reach out for people that know more than you do. And you humble yourself, and you don't let ego get in the way of it. But yet, you know, the same people that do that can call you up with a problem that they believe that you know, because it's all about networking. I know psychics do it. I know mechanics do it. Firemen do it. I mean, everybody does it. Can you, you know, you do it with people. You know, so it's all about networking. But a lot of times when you can take yourself out the equation, you can see things a little bit easier. And I think that's a good practice for us to get in as far as taking our asses out of the equation, even when it's us. To take us out of it, pull back, get the ego out of the way, and then let's get whatever the scenario. It's just like my whole philosophy. Somebody asked me, she said, today, she said, do you think you're going to get the car started? I said, is this car, I just said, yes. And I mean, I have a certain way about saying some things, but it's a guarantee, yes. I don't care what I got to do. I was talking to somebody before I was coming over here. I said, if my college was open 24 hours a day, after I got done with this radio show, I'm going over there. Because it's going to eat me all night. That's just how it is. I mean, I'm talking to you now, and we're in the studio, and I'm not going to lie. I've got fuel system and emission control books right next to me. Because when we go on a break, I'm immediately going to talk to you guys, but I immediately have to do that because I want to have that beam energy towards getting the final thing done. And not only that, I want to continually do that with all of my business ventures. I don't want to stop. I don't care about sleep. I don't care about, you know what I mean? You know, other than, of course, being clean and taking a shower and smelling good and looking sexy like I always do. But you know what I'm saying?
That helps.
I mean,
okay,
I got to be concerned with that. I got to keep the Rico Suave going. But anyway, I'm pinpoint in. And you know, and I see that with Ken and what he's doing with his landscaping, what he's doing with getting his body, getting his collision and body repair situation back up and going. I mean, and that's all we talk about. We talk about this, and we talk about getting our businesses up and going. and doing much better. Now, Greg, as far as what you have to do Reiki-wise, as far as what you have to do as far as matrix energy, and we'll get back to that, what would you say as far as that statement towards Judy, as far as what we talked about, what would you say of the percentages of people that you deal with have any idea about how to live? What would you say?
Well, same thing. I ran into 5 different people over this last 2 days that I worked with.
Right.
And they're stuck in the box. Just like Judy, they're stuck in the paradigm. Even if they're rich, they're so worried about staying rich that they've actually put themselves in a box. And the thing is, once you can give them that opportunity of moving out of the box and give them other avenues, that's when things start happening.
And
that's exactly what happened with 2 people. They had themselves backed into a corner, and it's like they didn't feel worthy. That was 90% of it. They didn't feel worthy, and they couldn't do it. And you know, the ego was knocking them right down to the ground. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, just because you were told that when you were growing up doesn't mean that it applies now. Once I shifted that, then the light bulbs were going off in their brain, and like, oh well, I can do this and I can do that, and then you could see the total shift in their whole attitude and perception.
And I know it's a good feeling for you when you work on people like that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, Ken, how about yourself, man? How about as far as the people that you talk to, people that you listen to? I know we've had a conversation off air, but you know, for people out there listening, what would you say of the percentages of people, family members, people that you deal with, people that you've seen and you spent some time with, what would you say percentage-wise that a person has came across your path and honestly you can say, man, now that son of a bitch is living? Has anybody came across your path that you can actually say that dude right there is living at the level of the soul?
I've experienced a lot of people like that. But they don't worry about anything, and they kind of feel they just free flow, and they feel like they got that genie, that Aladdin's lamp, and they can rub it. But it goes a little further than just 3 wishes. I mean, they have infinite wishes.
I mean, but you know somebody like not you know you saying a lot of people. You know a lot of folk like that.
I know a few people.
Not
a lot of people.
Right.
But a lot of people that I'm around like to feed off other people's lifestyles and things that they see.
Right.
They never really choose their own identity for themselves.
Okay. And that's important.
And it makes, you know, life hard to be around that kind of stuff.
Well, you're talking about blood-sucking, mind-sucking, energy-sucking people. Yeah, I mean, you know, you feel drained just being in a room with them. You know what I mean? And I can understand that too. You feel drained about it.
I think we both know a few people who.
Oh yeah, we know. We know some people. You know what I mean? We know some people. I got some people.
It's just not on a monetary basis. It's on a. Because I have a question for you.
Yeah. Come on with it.
You think you could be happy on a daily basis? And tell me truthfully, do you think you
think I can be happy on a daily basis?
Have happiness, be a happy person every day, nothing go wrong.
Well, I would say yes to it. I say I'm living close to that now. I would say that when I wake up in the morning and things that I appreciate and I have gratitude for and I look at, I am actually happy. Yeah, I've got seasonal changes that go on being a human, going through human experience, but immediately I know. It's almost like, I'm going to tell you something, man, and that's an excellent question. I would say yes to it for sure, because I can turn things around right now at a drop of a hat for me, because I shift my awareness. I can also, what I told you before, people have been coming at me the last couple weeks, say the last month or so, a little bit less than a month, and stuff has been washing off my skin, like a rhino's back, just washing right off. I don't even have to wipe it off. you know, we'll laugh and joke about different comments and stuff like that. But honestly, I can say yes to that. And I can say, even having money, that's not bringing the happiness. You know what I mean? Because I've had money and still been unhappy or still been depressed. And why is that? What's the search for that? Because I wasn't balanced. You understand me what I'm saying? So I can say that. What's different now, as the money's coming, you know, I'm able to, the only thing about it that I can say about myself is I have to do much, 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 much better with my balancing my energy as far as dealing with time-wise. You know what I mean? It's like you can put 20 hours of work in, but what do you got after that? And you can do that till you burn yourself out. So it's really being as most efficient and proficient as you can, working the least amount of hours with the highest gain. You know what I'm saying? So where a dude would work 10, I want to work 4, do three times as much as he do. Three times as much as the average do. Because I've always said, who the hell came up with the 24-hour deal? 8, 8, and 8. What the hell did that come from? You know what I'm saying? How did that become the standard? 8 hours working, 8 hours sleeping, what the hell of the 8 hours is? How about 4 hours working and the rest of the time doing what you want to do? That's
exactly
me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But who came up with that? Who really legitimately came up with that? I was reading the Tim Ferriss book, and he has a 4-hour work week, damn the 4-hour work day. This dude working 4 hours a week, and you shouldn't feel bad about it. It's like, think about it right quick, and I'm not jumping to the body work and the car work. If you sit there and you got a car, and I've seen you work magic on cars, and this way it takes another dude 8 hours to do a car, prep, prime, paint, all the rest of that stuff. It takes you 4 hours, and you do an excellent job. Do you go through feeling guilty because you busted, you saved 4 hours on your hour time that you put in, but you still get paid for 8? Do you feel guilty behind it?
No, I don't feel guilty, but I know
it's
for me to do that.
Exactly.
Never feel guilty.
I approach.
Don't put out a good product.
Try to approach it that way.
Okay, right. But you know exactly what I'm saying. If some people, don't get me wrong. I'm asking the question out there because there's a lot of people out there saying, shit, I don't work as hard, and these guys are working double jobs, and I feel bad. Now, come on. You guys don't act like you don't get people that come through your offices and your place of business that are guilty because they're making money. You see what I'm saying?
But you're still putting out a good product.
Okay, you right. So, no, it was, you know, and the point was just is that
at the time,
you can't feel guilty
touching
about
a
quality
at
or
a time.
Mastering a type of business that you want to do, you know, and you're good at it, and you get the job done. It should be a perfect deal. It should be perfect. So that's kind of why I wanted to
keep
say that, because I've experienced that too. Hey, give us a couple minutes. Stay
keep
with us. Right
all night.
Don't break.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson for A Hustler's Spirit Radio, and we are talking about today, listen up. This is what we're talking about. Do you know what it is to live? Do you know what it is to live? And if so, or if you don't, then we're going to try to help you out today. We're going to help you out today. The hell with the try. Help you out today and help ourselves out, first and foremost, on remembering how to live. Now, Greg, I know I was talking about doing some body work with Ken and all the rest of that. Now, you were saying, too, while we were on break, that you went to, what do you say, a big kahuna something?
A Hawaiian kahuna. I was very fortunate to work with a Hawaiian kahuna yesterday.
Okay.
And the biggest thing that he was talking about is you have to take care of number one first.
Right.
And you have to drink plenty of water. You have to eat properly and exercise and get plenty of rest. And unless you do that first, everything else will fall into place. If you don't, things will come up short. You're not going to be putting out a good product. You're not going to be able to enjoy yourself. So, as
right.
I said, that was the main thing. He kept coming back to that.
Right.
We discussed a lot of different things, and once you're able to do that, he said, then things start falling into place. But you have to take care of number one. Priority is number one.
Perfect. That is true. That is true. That is true. Now, Judy, now you said you had a comment on
yes.
that also, sweetie?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm working with a young lady for 3 weeks, a half an hour each time. I've gotten her off Xanax, I've gotten her off pot, and I've gotten her off cigarettes.
Man.
And I did it a half hour each time. And the reason being is I don't buy that you try to take months and months to get off that stuff. You just change your perception of what it takes. And this
right.
kid is clean. Absolutely clean, because I believe that she could get off of it, and I just did the energy work and she's off. Now, we've worked an hour and a half and that kid is clean as a whistle. It's what you believe you can do. And if you believe you can do it in a short period of time with a high quality, which I do, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just believe in yourself.
That is perfect. That is perfect. And I like what you said,
yeah.
too. I like what you said even about yourself, because you do. And you know that you do. And you know that you're good at it, too, don't you?
I know I'm good at it, and I know I do it. And this little kid is so happy. And the best part of it is it has spread throughout her whole family. It spread to her boyfriend and everybody. He's come off the drugs. He's going back to college because she made the changes. Everybody in the family is also making the changes. It only takes one person to change everybody around them.
That's right. That's right. Because if she's vibrating higher than everybody else in that room, then guess what? Everybody in that house or everybody in her environment, they're going to see that and they're going to pull to that. Because what they see
is high vibration.
That's right. That's right. Lower will automatically pull to that, you know. And she'll probably have to do some touch-up work on herself just in case, because in that pulling towards that, I'm pretty sure you taught her or instructed her on how to protect herself from people.
I have taught her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because she's got to put up a barrier. It's okay to shine. It's okay to let yourself shine, but you don't have to put up a wall sometime or another. You see what I mean? You got to have a door. Sometimes it only opens when you want it to open up. But, you know, I would definitely say you definitely need a door. I feel good about that. It sounds good. I'm going to still come down there for some of them biscuits and gravy, because I want to hear you say something about it. You know you can make sense. So I'm coming down there. I'm going to let you get all that other off. But I need some of them biscuits and gravy. I need some of that. And you just pick me a little sausage, too. I don't know how good you make the grits, but we'll get to that later. You know what I'm saying? but I'm definitely going to do that. But I'll tell you what, that sounds pretty good. That definitely sounds good. And I've had a couple scenarios this week that I can share with people out there. And but, you know, I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to say this, too. Here's what I've noticed. I noticed the inability to want to change.
Yes.
And to me, that should be off the chain. Legitimately, I don't want to spend too much time. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to spend too much time. And Ken can witness to this. He's being around me a whole lot. And and I've seen him do the same thing change. We may say something about it, but we don't stay on it. Because that crap, I don't want to give that too much energy. Because I'm telling you what I'm even better with now. If certain situations are not exactly to my liking, where I would not say something, no, I let it fly, and I'm cool with it, I'm calm with it, and I'm actually I'm sexy with it. I just tell you, man, it ain't happening. No, I'm not going for that. I ain't talking about it. I mean, I'm cool with that. And I really feel that that's an empowering feeling when you're around that. But getting back to that one subject line, I've seen so much, and people ain't giving a damn about changing. And this is leading me up to the point of what the second part of the show, what I wanted to do. It is beneficial for government. It is beneficial for people in power. It is beneficial for this, and I'm going to call it exactly how it is in my opinion. This is a big, giant slave production company. This is what this is. And if people actually stop and take a peek at what the hell is going on and what's being done, it would be shocking, very, very shocking. You know, if you would say something like, well, who runs the country? The President of the United States. And if I told you no to that, how many people would actually digest that shit? How many people would digest it if I said the World Bank's run this? This is considered a corporation and not a country. People legitimately say, woo, what do you mean by that? And all that is getting down to one thing. They and the people under control is loving the fact that 99% of society is not conscious to their actions.
That's correct. Correct.
Do you feel me what I'm saying? Now, I'm not talking about to a person's own action. Hell no. I'm talking about to the people that are the select people that are controlling this country and the world. Very, very, very ecstatic over the fact that you as an individual, you are not conscious of what they are doing, and they're putting that shit directly in front of your face. Every single day. Why do you have so much production of the Holy Bible? The highest production book, if I'm not mistaken, in the world. Most highly published book. Who's publishing the book? Who's putting the book out? Who's spending the money on certain books? Not just the Bible, I'm not just picking on just the Bible and stuff, but on certain books that, let's say, have been swapped for information, swapped for some truths out of it. Who's producing the book? Who's making the book? Why? Have we thought about it? Now go out and get 50 people and talk to the consciousness of how this works. No more different than ask the person how the United States government produced a dollar bill and what do they back it with. Okay? But the whole point about it is, and I said it before again, if we can keep you unconscious to yourself, then we got you by your balls. It's truthfully what we do. Because what do? You're going to follow like herd of cattle, man. You understand me? So when you start talking about people that understand what they are and what they can do and what they can manifest, that brings a love signal up to the average person. So what? Here comes the cycle. When does it change? When does the consciousness change? See, we can talk about the consciousness changing and the time point and the actual timing of another season coming in, which it is, right? Isn't it 2012? Is that the conscious change? Is that it? Okay, is that it? But think about it now. Think about the people that come in. Think about the people that you talk to. Think about your relatives. Think about your exes. Think about the people you with. Think about people in a whole. What are you thinking about? And no more different than that is if I made that statement right there, how open-minded would people be to listen to it? That for the possibility, is it a possibility? If a person says, man, ain't no afterlife. Ain't no such thing as no spiritual God. Ain't no such thing as reincarnation. Ain't no such thing as this. That's a whole lot of ain't no such thing. You understand me? And we get back to the other point. Everything you're telling me ain't, that's what I need to be looking at. That's what I need to be looking at.
Actually, you're exactly right, Jim. The minute you become self-empowered, and they don't want you to be self-empowered.
Now, hold on, because my hair just stood up on my arm. Because what you just said is what society does not know, but it also is what people in power don't want you to know.
They don't want you to think. Like the pharmaceutical companies don't want us to think, so they give us lots of pills so we don't think.
Thank you, baby.
Exactly. Keep your jokes up.
And that's the bottom line.
That's what I'm talking about. You said the bottom line. You sound like you from the hood, Judy. Radio. It's a controversial subject, and I'm daring anybody listening, if you want to call up, put your 2 cents in, look online and get the number to call up, but it's a controversial statement, okay? No more different than television. No more
Call in.
Call in, because think about it. You got a never-ending 12-month cycle of sports.
Radio.
What does that do?
Touching one soul at a time.
What's the phone number, Jim? Give out the phone number.
I have no idea, baby. It's online, but I'm going to get it when we come off a break. We're going to be right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right. Everybody, hey, this is Jim Ferguson from Hustler's Spirit Radio. You already know we're on BBS, the best internet radio server in the country. And we're on it. And we got a hot topic and a hot subject. And we're trying to put some fire on your ass today. Do you know how to live? Do you know what it is to live? Do you know what it is to be conscious? Do you know what is fighting you to be conscious? Do you know? Do you know how beneficial it is for you to stay unconscious? With the majority of government, society, and all the rest of that, the love for you not to know. So it is a power struggle fight. It is a knowledge struggle fight. And it's a fight, and that's the inner warrior in us, is to find what we are spiritually and to go through these battles and to win. We didn't come here to lose. I don't know. I mean, I didn't. I know I didn't. I ain't no way in the world. I destined myself to come to this planet, this third dimension, the most least vibrating, lowest vibrating dimension there is known to come here to lose. Ain't no way in hell. There ain't no way. There's no way. I'm going to shoot my 35 points every day. Give me the ball. I want to be at the plate with 2 strikes and 2 outs and bases loaded. That's me. Because I'm going to win. And anybody else out there think that I'm not going to win, they're going to lose. Because I'm going to win. Now, get back to that, and I feel good with saying that. Even to myself, I feel good. I pump my own self up. I do it every morning, baby. Every morning I get up, I look at myself in the mirror, I say, Jim, and I sing to myself, too. I'm not going to sing on air, but I do sing to myself. I really do. I do. Maybe I might sing a little bit for y'all when I get done with the show.
Please.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about right there. Now, get it back to that point. Now, Ken, you over there, man. I know you got something to say, because I know... I feel that militant something in you tonight, man. I feel it. You got your legs crossed. You got your waves in, baby. You got your shirt. No, it ain't iron, so I ain't going to say it's iron, big guy. I'm going to bust on you on the head. It ain't iron, baby. But all together, though, I know you got the suave to it. Listen here, man. Can you feel what I'm saying about the knowledge? Now, come on. Think about it. I want you to think about it for a hot minute. Think about it. Can you feel it? Now, what would you... Now, let me ask you a question. Now, I'm going to ask you this, Ken. What would you say of what you have to do? No, I'm going to give you one even better. Do you feel it's easier for you to be open to multiple ideas, because I've never seen you closed-minded. I really can say I've never seen you closed-minded to anything. But is that a struggle for you to be open-minded, or is that very easy for you? And if it's very easy, why would you say in your own personal opinion that it's easy for you?
It's very easy for me because I've always had that attitude of being gung-ho, of trying anything, or knowing that whatever I try, I can be good at it. And I'm not fearful of anything. And then, too, even if I fail or I'm not going to put a fault or a blame on anybody, I'm just going to go with it, and then I'm going to go back to it later and find a way. And it's not just proving a point to someone. It's proving a point to myself, making that point strong for me to do it.
Right.
So I feel, you know, there's nothing that if I really have it in me and want it, I'm going to go at it and go at it real hard.
I'm going to give it to him.
I'm going to give it to you. You know, I got to give it to you. I got to give it to you just like it was supposed to be.
Right. So, that's what I'm talking about right there, baby. That's what I'm talking about right there.
But in all that, that same sense, like I said before, even if I don't feel like I did a good job, I'm not going to blame anybody else.
Right.
I'll put that pressure on myself and I'll find a way to weigh it out and work it out.
Find a way to make it happen.
Right.
To lay with it, pinpoint, beam the energy. You know what I mean? The law of beam the energy. I'm with that. I'm definitely with that.
But a lot of people don't feel like they're equipped with a lot of options. Every option that they get in was handed down to them in life. They don't even realize that they have power windows, power door locks, tilt steering wheel, and cruise control. They don't know how to maintain that. Even the navigation or in the radio, they don't know how to operate their own equipment. And they rely on you because they see you doing it and you're so smooth with it. People like to ride on other people's backs, and that's a way of the government or the power. They distort you. They give us all this BS, and they want us to, you know, believe. And instead of us really, like, taking it in our own hands, saying that I'm accountable for what's going on in my life, and not looking for somebody to ride on, you know, because that's just like if I got 1,000 pounds of free cheese and I just put it out there, hey, you know, you're going to have a line out the ass because people were thinking that they're getting something for nothing or want something, but they don't want to use their own equipment. You know, every time that you look that somebody can give you something, I don't want just someone to give me something.
Right.
Give me the knowledge to go out there and produce the same thing that you're doing.
Right. And I think that's an excellent point there, though, too.
No matter what it is.
Yeah. But that's going back to the point about living, too, because once you live... Once you're in the living mode, man, you know all your faculties. You know them, man. You're working on them, and you're beaming on them, and you're smooth with it. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't, see, really what it is for so long, and government knows this, and anything that I don't give a shit what you do, man, any most people in business realize this, too. If we can brand the idea on your mother and father, then we got your ass, too, being an offspring. Then if that idea is branded strong enough in your mother and father, you're going to brand it in your kids, too. You understand me what I'm saying? And that's going back to that shit back there with that slavery stuff and stuff as far as what they talked about how you can keep people enslaved, mental slavery, for 400-plus years. I forgot the name of the dude that actually did the shit, but they had meetings about that shit. And basically what it was if you have separation... Once again, what does the world teach you today? It doesn't teach you totality. It doesn't teach you unity. It doesn't teach you we all connected. It doesn't teach you that. If a person realized if I did something to the next door neighbor, I'm doing it to myself, would you do it to the next door neighbor? No, man. You wouldn't do that. You would be self-guided. That's what we call a mafty. I don't need guidance. I don't need to go out here and listen to your bullshit laws because I already got a law and I follow laws that are higher than the laws here. But see, you can't go out there in the middle of public square and speak that. You understand? Because they're not going to understand. That more people understand. What are you talking about, man? Well, it says we do 35, and it says we can't paint our houses white, and we says where well, we need a certain amount of fence over here. That's fine, but the whole bottom line of it is, we're not placed here for those freaking laws. We're placed here for universal law. And then if you go to somebody and say, look, man, this shit that you tripping over, I'm not flipping over that. Well, what you mean, man? That shit's against the law. Against what law? You feel what I'm saying? What law are you what? I can't go outside and stand on my porch at 2 o'clock in the morning because it's against the law or city ordinance? I give a shit less about that. What I'm concerned about is what law governs my life. That's the laws I'm concerned with. But the thing is that you hear people and you see people and you talk to people over my 45 years being on this earth. Man, I can count the people on 2 fingers, 3 fingers, 4 fingers maybe. And that's really dealing with the people on this, talking, my co-host on this radio program. I mean, I've met some people, don't get me wrong, but I'm not trying to over-exaggerate. But the point is, who is conscious of this? Just like if Greg sit there and talk and said he went to this kahuna thing, kicking your body, exercise, we've got a freaking responsibility once we incarnate our asses here to understand and to know, and I ain't done because it's the final thing right here, and to master the system. You're not meant to be a slave to the system we created. How do we, you know what I mean? That's like you building a race bone and you too scared to get into some bitch and go to the floor with it to the wood down the quarter mile. What the hell is, what do we build the engine for if we ain't going to take it to the limit and blow it up? Explain that to me. That's, to me, living to the soul. If I can't get on a bike and the man tell me, man, this bike go 180 miles an hour, well, I'm going to let you know if to do that. I'm not going to take your word for it. I ain't got to take Motor Trend, Cycle World. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do all of the 180. If I come back and said, man, that's maybe did about 186, I'm cool with it. And then the God in me is going to say, shit, let's see if I can go 200.
Amen.
Then once I do 200, the God in me again is going to say, man, do 220 and set it where you got to set it down at. That's the whole thing. It's no more different in business. It's no more different in relationships. You know, you hear people say, ah, oh, man, I met this woman over here, and I met this guy over here, man, and blah, blah. That's one some bitch in the world. Man, go ahead on. You got multiple possibilities. So go grab them. That's the God in you, too. You understand me?
Push the envelope.
That's the God in you.
Push the envelope. You got to
push
the envelope.
Always push the envelope.
That's what I'm saying. Put it
and
to the world.
And always ask yourself, what if I could change it and make it better? And the universe will give you the answers every time.
And I give you one
so help
better.
Find the best.
Yes, Judy. Yes, yes, yes. And guess what? Guess what? Universe is behind you moving forward, pushing the envelope.
Right.
Think about it, man. Think about it. Think about it. You know it for sure, Big Daddy.
The number one law, and that's the attraction. You can attract anything that you want in your life if you had a dedicated plan and go towards it. I mean, it may not come, but it's a million possibilities. Just like I was saying earlier, if you got 3 wishes, why not have infinite wishes?
Well, you have them, but that's the whole trickery of the whole thing. Limitations and finite things. That's the whole thing with the tape, man. The hell with that. See, and to get back to something else, and I think this is very important because I know it's coming close to the end of the show. How many of us activate universe? I said it before. How many? How many? Exactly. How many people activate universe? Do you understand? See, if I tell somebody, do you think that you're pleasing universe by drinking a cup of coffee and universe is right there with you while you drink the coffee? Or another statement would be, do you think God needs to be right there looking at you drink this coffee? And my answer to that was hell no, because that's a mundane thing. That's it. Now go out here and build a top fuel dragster and you need to put 8,000 horsepower in it. You need to get the finances. You need to get all the things done, the research and development. You activated something. You've activated something. That was all that bullshit on my man. I need God to help me hit a baseball. That's mundane shit. That you can go out and do that a dime a dozen. I need to find, man, no. Bill Gates activated something. J. Paul Getty activated something. Andrew Carnegie activated something. Edison activated something. Ben Johnson activated something. Muhammad Ali activated something. Them people activated something. Hell, Evel Knievel activated something. Man was doing shit that wasn't nobody else thought about doing. You activating everybody, man. Once again, what you got? Navigation system that don't even know how to plug in the address. And that's how a majority of society is. Just what you said. They got the equipment. But are you using the equipment? See, it's like you can use your circular saw. Then I get the saw. Well, I'm not a saw man. You are better than me at the saw, man, so I will watch you. You can work magic with your saw. You can work magic with your cutting or body work. you can work magic. I was like, man, how the hell you do that? How do you see that this is this? And how do you see that? It's intriguing to me. But also, I know my limitations. I'm not a, I don't have expertise in body situation. But I look back and say, shit, that's an art. And look down there and see, man, don't you see that? No, I don't see that. What do you see? But then at the same extent, you know, you can ask me something, and I can tell you I'm looking into a circuit three-dimensionally, and I can tell you when we can get it done. But those things, or I can look at certain things that Greg does, or certain things Judy is doing, and say, man, how did you see that? But then at the same extent, how much am I willing to learn? Is it just stop for my intrigue, or do I want to pick up a body book? Is it stop my intrigue, or I want to pick up a matrix energetic
book? A lot of people think that they have to go at it with the most intelligent answer, or the answer that's put out there for them to do. But it's like playing a game of chess. You know, you can win with a pawn. You don't need a king or a queen to win
right.
the game.
Right.
Get
checkmate. Right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen to that.
Good point, baby. Good point. So basically, we can
make a lower move,
right,
and become into a higher move,
right,
just by using your equipment,
right. My man, that's what I'm talking about here, baby, on fire today. My man, lower equipment. That's what I'm talking about, big guy. I like that, right? That was smooth. I like that.
You know, just right. Be like Jesus when y'all, everybody believe out there he's coming back. Just be a thief in the night and go out and get what you need.
I'm with it. Hey, whatever it's going to take, I tell you right now, what it's going to really take, it's going to take us to be open-minded, but it's going to take us to action behind the open-mindedness. But we can cut the bullshit and get right down to the gate. But we can go out here and say, you know what, man? I feel like this, but let's put that feel into some value. Let's put it into some energy. Let's go for it. Let's push. Let's make it. Let's not stop. And because there's certain things out here today and certain things to come, people can say what they want to, but honest to God, if I can't do and get the things that I want in my life, then I'd rather be dead. Because I'm living a living death if I don't achieve those. And that's just how I feel. That's the tenacity that I have. If I can't be the best in what I do,
don't go your way. One thing about you that I know, you don't ridicule and put it off on anybody else. You find a solution within yourself.
Yes, I do.
Correct it.
Yes, I do.
And a lot of us out here, a lot of people out there believe that it's somebody else's fault or
It's not anybody else's fault. It's a condition that made me not be able to get what I want. Blaming somebody else. That's bullshit. It is. When you take responsibility, you open yourself up, and not only that, you open up paths for more things to come in because you're not locked in, you're not constricted on placing energy and blame on somebody else. Because here's the deal. The law of attraction don't stop because you place some blame on somebody else. That shit coming right back around at you. So the quicker you realize how these laws work, the freer you're going to be.
Touching
but at the same time, pushing everything to the limit, going at it with a plan and following the plan. I mean, you know, we can get on that even next week, even talking about plans, because it's very important of planning our lives out. See, we did pre-planning before coming here. And it seems like every week a lot of us have forgotten how to continue the planning motion. You know, you've planned out different things, different events in your life. You got guides, you got help, you got a team with you. And I tell people that, how many people would really truly understand that?
Radio.
You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break, right back.
Spirit, radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
This is Jim. Focus, Ken, for Hustler Spirit Radio. We're back. I know we got a few minutes left. And Greg, when we was on break, you were saying something, man. And what were you saying again as far as subconscious mind and asking a question? What were you saying, my friend?
If you have something that you have to change or you have a question that you want an answer to, before you go to sleep at night, as you're falling asleep, ask that question. And while you're asleep, your subconscious will give you that answer or will find the answer, and by the next day you'll have an answer come to you. And Judy can verify that because it's...
I've experienced it.
Oh, yeah.
I've experienced it.
And
I've experienced it. Yes, I have. Yes. Yes. Now, Judy.
Yeah.
Judy.
Yes.
What happened? Something was on break and you said something. Tell the people out there what you... I want to hear this one because this seemed to be juicy because we ain't getting nothing juicy from Ken. We ain't got nothing juicy from you, man, for about a month. But go ahead, Judy. Let's hear what you got to say.
I've sort of had this crush on this guy for a while, and I've just been sitting there thinking about it, how cute he is and everything. That's all I did, and I would like to have the opportunity to sit down and talk to him. And he shows up at my door at my office today and says, would you like to have dinner? And came in and sat down, and we had the best time ever. And all I did was just think about it. I just thought about his eyes, and I just thought about how nice he was, and he showed up.
Man.
That's all I had to do.
Now, did it bring a smile on your face, Julie?
Oh, honey, you better believe it.
Yeah.
I had two wonderful hours, okay?
What were you wearing the last time he saw you?
I don't know, but it didn't matter.
Woo! Go ahead on. You just called a man forth with your mind, didn't you, Jay? I know you
with
did.
My mind.
You
with
called
my
that
mind.
Man, too. You went there, what are you, and I'm listening to your statement. You sort of had a crush on him. You might as well say you had one on him. You
didn't see
anybody's
eyes.
Yeah. And
And his subconscious mind picking up, he just shows up at my door with his dinner and mine, too. And that was nice. Just focus your mind. It's all in your mind. What you want, focus on it, and it'll draw it to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Well,
Spirit's telling me to tell you, Jim, change the computer on that car, and that'll solve your problem, what you're having with that car.
I'm going to let you know tomorrow, because as soon as I get off the air, I've got a... actually got a wire schematic pretty close, and I've got, once I do a couple more checks on it, you might be right there. I'm going to, I appreciate it, baby, if that's the case, because this baby will be running tomorrow, so I'm going to definitely that.
Can I add one more thing to your car story, because I know nothing about cars, okay?
Right.
And every time you're talking about that, the word carburetor coming in my mind over and over and over and over. So check out the carburetor today.
Right. Except this one don't have one, baby.
Well, what it is, Judy, is the
fuel. I'm going to check
you. It's the fuel injection.
It's
the fuel injection, and the computer controls the fuel injection, and that's where his problem is.
Yeah, that could be definitely it. But I appreciate that.
I bet you'll agree, baby.
I appreciate that now. I definitely do. Well, listen, I've had a wonderful time today. I really have. I've had a wonderful time. And how about yourself, Ken? Have you had a wonderful time today?
I'm having a wonderful time.
Every day, huh? Every day.
Especially when I'm on the air.
That's what I'm saying, baby. I see your waves got a little tighter right now, baby.
No.
Your waves got a little tighter. But I tell you something. What I do want to say before we get out of here, I do want to say, and I say this for myself, and I say this for people listening, and I also say this because of the reason of us getting together and us doing the show. And it was the fact of that I wanted to press an envelope, and I wanted to press the envelope of information. I wanted to press the envelope of enthusiasm. I wanted to be different. I feel that it is a niche that we are dealing with, and we are making a difference. I want to do that. I definitely want to say that. And I'm very happy with the decision to go forward with this. And I'm looking forward to many shows. I'm looking forward to a ton of things coming with this, ton of things coming for us all. And I'm looking forward to it. So in that way, you know, I really want to say to everybody, you know, push on to whatever you want to do, your goals and your desires, because we are, and I enjoy sharing our stories and with everybody listening out there, that if we can help one soul, and that was the whole situation of this whole thing, of why we get together and universe brought us all together, because if we can help just change the awareness to one soul, as we're changing the awareness to ourselves, I think that we have done a benefit to this planet. We have done a benefit to all of the souls, and because we're all connected, and that's the totality of it. And so the things that we bring up, I just want to, you know, just want to open up and bring those things up, and we're going to hit those and have areas of multiple possibilities. And that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I always want to do, and that's just me. And I know you guys out there, you guys are the same. I can feel it, and I can, Judy, and I know you're going, well, I can probably, Judy, you probably going to feel it too, Judy. So have you another dinner with, what is the guy's first name, Judy?
His name is Giles. And he's
Giles?
Sweetheart, most beautiful blue eyes you ever saw in your life.
How about, you know, blue eyes came to me before you even said he had blue eyes. But blue,
all right.
Smooth,
see, you're
is he a smooth guy? Is he real smooth?
Oh, he's real smooth. He's real nice, and he's real sweet. So,
yeah.
That's smooth operator.
No, he's not a smooth operator. He's just a sweet, smooth guy.
Well, next week, you might have another story for us.
Who knows? I'm working on it. We're talking with this mind of mine, okay?
All right, listen.
But as you said, Jim, we're changing one soul at a time, and that's what it's all about. We hit one person, and it'll pass on to the next person and the next person. That's what it's all about.
That is, man. We can bring a smile on people's faces and talk about some stuff that is the greatest thing in the world. Yes, it is. So listen, you guys, till next week, this is Jim Ferguson from Home Spirit Radio, my co-host, Ken Judy Gregg. I wish everybody a wonderful week. Wonderful weekend. Is it a holiday weekend coming up? Is it a holiday coming up?
Yes, it is. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Come on now. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Do it your way.
And do it your way. You ain't never lied about that. We'll see you next week. Talk to you guys.
Take care, love.
All right now. Bye. Bye-bye.
A Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.